Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Like many other preachers I have known, I have had many older Christians, especially older preachers, who have encouraged me by recommending me to various congregations who needed a preacher. Without those opportunities to preach, even when I was not really prepared to preach, I would have never learned how to prepare and to present Bible sermons. As I near the sunset years of my life, I am grateful for all those people who stood beside me and to all those churches who took a chance and listened to me preach. If I have been able to do any good in my preaching life, not only does God deserve the credit, but so do hundreds of people who supported me and loved me through the years. Even though I have preached the gospel for more than a half century, I still need that support and love. The Apostle Paul encouraged the Philippians to receive Epaphroditus with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Philippians 2:29. The Philippians' gladness would derive from two sources. The fact that Epaphroditus had recovered from a death-threatening illness, and that he was faithful to the Lord. Paul asked the Philippians to hold Epaphroditus in reputation. The English word comes from the Greek entimos, meaning honor, precious. The Greek word is used five times in the New Testament, and is rendered dear, more honorable, in reputation, and precious. The word shows how highly Paul regarded his faithful fellow worker. Incidentally, neither a preacher or an elder or anyone else ought to recommend another unless the one recommended is honorable and faithful. It is not at all unusual for an eldership to recommend a preacher just to get rid of him. I remember hearing of a preacher who was a drunk, a womanizer, and a lazy bum. According to the reports I heard, he was very knowledgeable and an excellent speaker. The church wanted to get rid of him, but apparently the elders did not have the courage to fire him. When another church inquired about the preacher, the elders gave him a good report. Such elders are deceitful, dishonest, and disqualified. I cannot imagine elders making such blunders, but there is no question they sometimes do. Paul recommended Epaphroditus because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death. Before his bout with severe illness, Epaphroditus had proved himself to be trustworthy like Timothy, of whom Paul wrote. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he had served with me in the gospel. Philippians 2:22. Men like Epaphroditus and Timothy deserve our honor and respect. These men had worked diligently in the work of spreading the gospel, and had earned the reputation for being honorable and godly men. We are not informed as to the nature of Epaphroditus' illness, but it was connected in some way with his service in the kingdom of God. Paul affirmed that Epaphroditus was nigh unto death for the work of Christ, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Philippians 2:30. As I read the expression, not regarding his life, I am reminded of Paul's intentions to go to Jerusalem. He said to the Ephesian elders, "And now, behold, I go bound in spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things which shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20:22-24. The point Paul makes very plainly is that Epaphroditus was very faithful to the Lord. May God help us to be faithful also. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.